And a wish-fulfilling jewel, I will constantly practice holding them dear. Whenever I am with others, I will practice seeing myself as the lowest of all, and from the very depth of my heart, I will respectfully hold others as supreme in all actions. I will examine my mind, and the moment a disturbing attitude arises, endangering myself and others, I will firmly confront and avert it. Whenever I meet a person of bad nature who is overwhelmed by negative energy and intense suffering, I will hold such a rare one dear as if I had found a precious treasure. When others out of jealousy mistreat me with abuse, slander, and so on, I will practice accepting defeat and offering the victory to them. When someone I have benefited and in whom I have placed great trust hurts me very badly, I will practice seeing that person as my supreme teacher. In short, I will offer directly and indirectly every benefit and happiness to all beings. My mothers, I will practice in secret, taking upon myself all their harmful actions and sufferings, without these practices being defiled by the stains of the eight worldly concerns. By perceiving all phenomena as illusory, I will practice without grasping to release all beings from the bondage of the disturbing unsubdued mind and karma.